A big win last night for the Red Sox. And the only person to drive in a run in last night's 13-1 blowout loss versus Pawtucket was Will Venable. It was his first hit as an Iron Pig after starting the season 0-14. Venable is the oldest member of the 2016 Iron Pigs with nearly as much major league experience as anyone. But if you look at many of the preseason publications, you actually won't find him mentioned at all. He was a late addition to the roster on March 28th. I caught up with Will right before he stepped into the batting cage to prepare for tonight's game, and I asked him, how exactly did he end up in Lehigh Valley?
Starting with a crazy offseason where I signed late into spring with the Cleveland Indians, and it didn't work out there. They let me go, and I was a free agent for about 3 hours before the Phillies invited me to come to this organization, which I was thankful for. And, then got 2 days of spring training, a couple exhibition games, and, then I had the opportunity to come here and keep playing.
How many teams called you?
Once I got released in spring, we talked to a handful of teams, but pretty quickly it was apparent that the Phillies were the best fit.
Why?
Opportunity, a young team that, whether it was here in AAA or at the big league level can use a veteran presence, guy to help out in whatever way they need. And, at the same time, like I said, good opportunity for me to go out there and continue playing.
You're a 33-year-old vet. You've been around this league now for quite a bit of time, playing in the majority of the last six seasons at the major league level. Now you're in an organization with a lot of young talent, a loaded roster, that really a major league team that's rebuilding. Do you ever worry that maybe you won't get back to the major leagues and get back to that level?
No. Where I'm at is because of what I've done or what I haven't done. And so the organization, there's opportunity here. They're going to they've given me reason to believe that they'll give me every opportunity if that's where I belong and if I play up to that standard. For me, it's not worried about the big picture. It's about just going out and having fun with the game and getting back to playing the kind of baseball I know I can play.
Will Venable joining us. And what do you think the Phillies need to see from you specifically to get back up there?
Drive some balls, play good defense, do what I do. They know what kind of player I am. I think, being in the National League, I played a lot of games against the Phillies. I've had good games in front of that coaching staff. They know the kind of player I am. It's just about getting back there and playing like that. And once that happens, and I have no doubt I'll be where I need to be.
Now, you joined the Phillies organization about a week before the start of the season, as we mentioned before. Do you feel as if that set you back at all? Because I don't think the average fan realizes what goes into it. A new team, a new organization, a new town. You got to find a new place to live. Do you feel that set you back at all to start this season?
I wouldn't say that set me back. I think that the beginning of this season was tough for everybody, even though the guys have persevered and gotten off to good starts. Just an irregular schedule to start, hard to get in the routine. And I know we're all looking forward to the sun being out and getting into, the daily grind of baseball.
Well, it's going to be close to 70 degrees and sunny throughout the day today, so I don't think you'll have a problem with that. I understand that you were a first-team All-Ivy League selection for both basketball and baseball at Princeton. Do you ever think of pursuing a professional career in basketball at all?
That was what my first love was. That was what I wanted to do. I always dreamed about being an NBA player and playing after college, and playing at a high level in college and going to the national tournament. And once I got to college and, I did well by my own right, but I knew that overseas was an option and there were some opportunities, that the NBA just wasn't in my future. And so I knew my ceiling, what it was going to be in basketball, but I wasn't sure about baseball, and that's why I made the decision to play baseball.
You'd ever think you'd have a career where you spend parts of eight seasons in the major leagues? Because Princeton isn't exactly the big powerhouse. It's more of an academic powerhouse than a sports powerhouse.
Yeah, that's true. At the same time, we played a pretty competitive schedule outside the Ivy League, and we had Coach Scott Bradley was our coach. He played in the big leagues. And he was able to get some really good guys, that, you know, some guys that are still in the big leagues right now playing. So we had a good group, and we knew, you know, what it meant to be able to play at that next level. And, you know, he always, you know, between he and my dad, they always pushed me and gave me the confidence to know that I could play at the next level.
Last thing for you, Will. Will Venable is joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. More so than anyone else in this clubhouse, I don't want to make you feel like the old guy around here, but it's been a while since you've played in minor league baseball. So what's this experience, this first couple of weeks, been like? And what do you, how do you compare, I should say, the minor league clubhouse to the major league clubhouse?
I've gotten comfortable with the fact that I'm the old guy, and it's all good. It's definitely brings back memories of you know when you're trending upward and you know ascending to the big leagues and on your grind then as opposed to now circling back and being around here. But to be honest, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity to be around some young guys who are hungry to get up there and really really talented guys playing good baseball. And for me, it's just about going out there and having fun, and I feel fortunate to have a jersey on my back and be able to go out there, help these guys however I can, and hopefully get everyone back up to the big leagues.
Venable spent 2008 through 2015 with the San Diego Padres before a trade last August sent him to the Texas Rangers. Before this season began, his last appearance in a minor league game came on June 7th, 2011. It had been 1,766 days since he last played in the minors. That is the longest span of anyone currently on the team.